Hello and welcome to another episode of The Bored Indian. To all my listeners, it's nice to be in touch or hear from you or from me to actually listen to you, and thank you for listening to this podcast. And I appreciate you guys listening to my thoughts, views and opinions about various things and aspects of my life. So without further ado, I'd like to begin by saying that this episode of The Bored Indian is about a web series or a OTT series called The Impossible Heir on Netflix. And frankly, it is a bit convoluted, but at the same time, very intriguing show where, an illegitimate heir is there along with illegitimate heir along with his friend, best friend and his girlfriend plot to take over the main company or the main owners or the main family as such, the legitimate heirs of the business. And so the whole thing premise is somewhat new, and I have to say that it is not something which I've seen a lot happening in the past, because most of the time such characters who are there, they are cast in a negative light. They are always that the legitimate heirs are the good guys and everything, and they are trying to protect, and then this illegitimate heir who is there, he's a negative character. He tries to get into the, first of all, he's not part of the family. He tries to get into the family. Then he's trying to put all sorts of plots for all sorts of crimes are being committed, and he is trying to pin the blame on the legitimate family members. The legitimate family members are dying, ultimately resulting in the illegitimate heir being kicked out of the family or dying or along those lines, or even being sent away to some godforsaken place. And that is how most of these stories go. In The Impossible Heir, we can see that there's a family known as Kango, and in this family there's this Kang Junmu is there, who is the head of the family. Head means he's the complete, what do you say, I'm not sure whether he's a chaebol or he is actually just a rich person who has made his riches from day one. But the one thing is, he has a very strong presence, and at the same time he has three sons, and all he has three sons and one daughter. And the first wife which he had given him one son known as Kang Inchu. The second one was second heir. I'll just call him second son because he likes to be in the background, and he is so much in the background most of the time that you can't even come to know that what he's going to do or thing, and then he gives you a surprise. And the second, and his sister who is there. And let me tell you one thing, from the first wife who is there, she died, and Kang Inju was her son, and he has died. And then the father remarried, he married another woman, and from that he got the second son and he got his daughter. And then we have, at the same time, during this period of the first wife and the second wife, Kang Junmu had an extramarital affair with Kang Inha's mother, who is the third son or the illegitimate heir, as we are meant to believe, or as it is, as his position. And as we go through the story, and it is shown from the perspective of a young man, Han Tae-ho, who you might remember him from Alchemy of Souls or other famous ones which he has been a part of, although this one gives you slight you say you are not very sure that what he why is he behaving in such a way? Because during the entire thing, we see that initially from a position of not being friends with a person or not giving much into it, because you can, when you are friends with somebody, if somebody gives you 100% of your attention, you also end up giving him at least 50%. But during the Kang Inha and Han Tae Ho's friendship years, you can say school years or college years, Korean education system is slightly, I think it is school years, I believe it is school years. They both are initially fighting, then they become friends on their shared trauma with their fathers or their issues which are there. And Han Tae Ho immediately decides that, hey, I'm going to turn you into this heir to this Kango company and everything. And this guy is initially like, okay, that is alright. Because initially the only thing he actually wanted with his life was attention, and which he was not. People were happy to just ignore him and let him exist for the heck of it. He wasn't invited to any parties, he wasn't invited to anything. The legitimate sons did not care about him. Although the legitimate daughter who is there, she is, what do you say, a standout character in the entire show. I believe, Huiju, her name is. And she is such a sweet and nice character. You can actually relate that actually a decent person who is there, or a decent or a good person who is there, you can actually tell by her thing. Everybody is scheming in this show. Everybody is scheming, and they are not scheming very low level scheming or something like that. Everybody is scheming at such a high level, at some time you don't know whom you should cheer. But if you have divided loyalties and everything, you can definitely cheer for Huiju, because she is the best thing that can ever happen. And this actress who is there, who is playing Huiju, she has played a few negative roles like strong girl Nam Soon and others. She has played a negative role, and at the same time she has extremely expressive eyes, and which shows the depth of emotions that she is trying to convey to us, the viewers. And the whole situation, as I have told you, that initially there's a lot of scheming and everything is happening. We come to know that initially during school days, he manages to write an extraordinary paper, Han Tae Ho, and which he presents to his teacher. His teacher is also somewhat, since in the village where they are living, Kang family has a lot of influence. So a paper which is on the Kang family will definitely come to their attention if it helps them to increase profit. And Han Tae-ho's paper is that one paper. And it goes into his attention. So the boss, his teacher, is like, oh, this is good, I should hire this person as well. And he's like, and the teacher says, okay, I would like to buy this paper of you so that I have all the retail. But he says no, instead when you join, because after this paper you put it as your own, I want you to make me join as well so that I also have a job and everything. The teacher simply realizes that that is not much of a big deal. Once he becomes a part of Kango, he can make Han Tae Ho join. But all this is a plot, Han Tae Ho's plot to enter the company. At the same time, he is also making sure that Kang Inha is shown as somebody who can be ignored, but at the same time who has a presence. Like, he has a good reputation and everything, and he makes him leave all sorts of bad habits, or you can say, or sort of attention grabbing habits which used to be part of his character. And all throughout it is shown, then by the time he is in college, you can see how well how well the relations are there between them. You can pretty much say that if Kang Inha had a brother who genuinely loved him, and Han Tae Ho had a brother who genuinely loved him, you can look at them and say, okay, he's his brother. Because not because of appearance or anything, but because of the vibe and everything which is going on between them. they both are very close and everything. He's joking, he's the fun outgoing type, the Hanteo is the recursive type and sitting at his home reading, whereas Kangen is the partying, slightly outdoorish type, and he'll take you out for a good meal or sort of spend time with you. And if he feels like uncomfortable sleeping at home, he'll just come to your house and just lounge up near you. And that is the kind of friend he is. And both of them are extremely comfortable. You can say in a way that both of them have been suffering their own forms of loneliness. And when they are together, they aren't alone. And this goes on to be seen throughout the entire colleges when we have the first female protagonist who makes an appearance. And let me say, this is something throughout the show which I have to say is either it is bad casting, either it is something else, but the one thing is that it feels like her plot line, her role was something which was added on later. It wasn't something which was supposed to be there. She is a female character, she has a bad childhood, she has a mother who drinks, gambles and everything, and it is such a reused plot point that you see it and you are like, that's it, this is it. And at the same time, it is not like she is being blackmailed every single time for money and she is going and giving it up. And once even she gets slapped, instead of making sure that this kind of situation does not happen, she gets slapped all in college, in front of the entire college she gets slapped. Even then she is keeping relations with her mother, or if her mother calls, she is simply picking up the phone call. And let me say, this one slap which is there, there's this one part, let me say what happens when this Nahewon character or this female protagonist is introduced. We see that Hanteo has an interest towards her. This girl also initially shows a bit of interest. And when they are showing a bit of interest towards each other, this Kangina also sees her. He sees her and he is slightly interested, and he tells Hanteo that, hey, I like this girl, I would like to pursue her, what do you think? Hanteo says that no, he doesn't actually give a clear response. He says that neither says yes, go ahead, or says no, don't do it. He simply says, I don't care, or something like that. But at the same time, you see that the girl is approaching Hanteo during every single time. She's approaching him, trying to talk to him and everything. And Hanteo himself is not actually going after her, but he is showing a reaction. He is pretty much dead inside, you can say, during the entire college years and everything. But there's a slight spark of interest, desire, and all those things when he looks at this female character. And this female character, initially we are like, okay, this is there, she's a female character, she is probably going there. And if they're not dating, one guy, if this guy is showing interest, two guys are showing interest, she'll pick one guy and stick with it. And this is the point where I get incredibly mad, because she does the sticky thing where she picks one guy and sticks and she picks with one guy. But the thing is, what happens after that is she does not stick with that guy. And this is what happened. And this comes back to the situation where Nahemon gets slapped. Her mother goes and steals money. The guys who are there, the gangsters who are there, they come to the college, slap Nahemon once and tell her that her mother has stolen money, pay it back. She says, I have no relation with her, and then they are going to slap her again. Then Hanteo simply stops them and tells them to get lost and calls the campus security, and they take them away. At this point, Hanteo is simply talking to her and everything. She is pretty much unresponsive or something, and it feels like she's scheming. The entire time it feels like she's scheming a lot. She's like, I want to better my position, I want to do this thing, I want to do that. If you want to better your position, study hard, get a good job, and she already is in a good college. and getting a good job is very much possible. All she has to do is cut off her relations with her mother. In certain situations, most of the time you have to think that okay, they are parents and everything and all that. But in this situation, the mother is such a rotten piece that it is better off. That is just a liability which is going to get her killed or worse. And that is just a matter of days. And so she gets slapped. Hanteo talks to her, tells her that thing. And he even tells her, come and stay with him. She says no. And initially, afterwards, at the same time, Kamyana has also heard it. He's in the gym, he's bodybuilding and everything. And when suddenly he hears that she has been slapped, and there were people who were coming to coming to extort money from her. So he's nervous and he's making calls and calls again and again, again and again, to actually get this girl to check on her to see if he is there, if he is interested, and to see if she is alright. And we can see clearly that this girl sitting in a classroom is just looking at him, making at least six to seven calls, and at the same time she is acting manipulative, extremely manipulative. How difficult would it be to simply accept the call and say, hey, I'm alright, Hanteo came and he saved me and all that? She never mentions that. She never even mentions that she has interest in Hanteo, something like that. All the time there she's making excuses for her thing, for her situation. Like, she'll tell Kamyana that, hey, I have to go to the washroom. And instead of going to the washroom, she'll go into the room and then talk to Hanteo all the time. And then skip going to the washroom and come outside. As though what she is doing is she's cheating without actually being in a relationship with both of them. And it just keeps on showing. Kangena is initially slightly annoyed by this whole behavior, because he also realizes. And I have to say, although how the progression of things is going up to the 10th episode, that Kangena is the bad guy, but I have a feeling that Kangena, instead of being a bad guy, is someone who just turned a bad guy in episode 9, episode 8 or episode 7 before the actual, since this is my recording, I usually give out spoilers ahead. So the thing is, Kang In-joo's secretary goes and murders Kang In-joo and his that time squeeze, and at the same time pins the blame on Hanteo. So at this time, let me say, all this is happening. Kang In-ha is initially thinking that, okay, what is going on? Does she have interest in me, or does she have interest in Hanteo? So at the same time, he has been listening to their conversation, although not particularly trying to hide or something like that. But at the same time, he is listening to this conversation and he is feeling, okay, she probably is thinking about who is better and all that, because none of them are actually seriously dating at this point in college. And when after some time he is like so nervous, so worried, when he hears that she has been slapped and all that, he runs to her, he goes to her and hugs her, and he kisses her. At that point, absolutely, Hanteo is also coming inside and he is also there. She has actually expressed to Hanteo before that time that she wants to grow in her life. She wants to do well for herself. And the only way of something is grabbing the thigh of someone much richer. She can do that, all that, on her own basis. She doesn't need to grab anybody's thigh or something like that, be independent. But instead, she wants to go through the evil route or the manipulative route. And she is actually making use of everybody who has had slightest relations with her. She wants to make use of them. The only person who is smart to her thing is her own mother, who is making use of her at every single time and knows all her secrets. And we come to all this point that it becomes so sad. I feel pity for Hanteo, because Huiju is considered the best girl who is there in this entire show, and he tells her straightforward that, hey, I'm not interested, I do not like you. And Huiju gets sad because he's the first guy she'll fall in love with, but at the same time she accepts him and moves on, but she still has feelings for him. Hanteo has never actually shown much of, but he is very straightforward in this way. But here he is straightforward, but when it comes to Na Hyeon, he is not very straightforward. He, even after this is doing, he is going through this, he, and when they transition to their office working years after college and they are working for Kango, both of them are at different positions and working, he is still doing secret meetings with Na Hyeon. Although he is working for Kang in Ha, at the same time he is doing all sorts of small things or small sort of hidden things sort of to put Kang in Ha in this place. But at the same time it feels like they are treating Kang in Ha too much like a puppet. That puppet with his strings and everything, and because the whole situation he is like, you keep your head down, don't do it. Although it's very good advice for somebody in Kang Inha's position, but the situation, what happens is they are just taking advantage of him too much to actually his emotions a day. And you come to know that he has had no real relationships in his life. The only strong or true relationship which he had was Hanteo, and it is Na Hyeon whom he confesses. He tells her straightforward that, hey, I like you, love you, would you like to be in a relationship with me, would you like to be my girlfriend? And she accepts. It is not like she says no or so goes away, and at the same time she is doing all this, she is trying to have relations with Hanteo as well. And I can say that her character is something which made me so pissed off because of this wishy-washy attitude or at the same time. And this all boils over to all the plots where the second son makes a play for the company, trying to oust, take the power of the entire company and become the actual owner along with his mother, which gets found out by Hanteo, who uses his own power, his own contacts, and tells the big boss, and the big boss simply takes him out of the place of power and puts him Shinsen off to somewhere else. Whereas at the same time, since he has shunted off the first son, he is sort of like, he has his control over all the henna partying and all the happy go locations, parties, clubs and all those things he has interest, and he is not pretty much concerned with the other, what do you say, economic part of it. But he is like everybody in Kang family except for Huiju is not a decent person and is mentally somewhat of a psycho, you can say that. Each and every person is trying to screw the other person. The second wife, she has hatred of Kang Inha. I have absolutely no idea why she has such a hatred. It's not like she is the first wife, she is the second wife. And before, and probably from the looks wise, it looks like while the second son was born, after a year after the second son was born, this Kang Inha was born, and then this Huiju was born one year or two years later, and we can see all this and relay that. And at the same time, she's not the first wife. Why is she having so much problem with the illegitimate, the stepson or that? And initially, you're like, okay, she's a regular stepmom. But then you come to know that she's also a manipulative stepmom who's working behind the scenes to make her son, that is the second son, the boss of Kango. And their plan goes to shit. And then they are all like, okay, what should we do? We'll find out some other ways to screw around and everything. Although the whole episode which are there, they can try to manipulate in so many ways. There are so many plot lines and everything. The one perspective I can say, according to the last episode, latest episode, which is there, episode 10, is that Kang Inna is the pretty much bad guy. He has that Kang Inju's secretary, or sort of like errand boy, is the one who kills Kang Inna, Kang Inju, and his mistress, and pins the blame on Han Tae-ho. And he also is the one who attacks Han Tae-ho in the basketball court. All this is happening, and we come to know that Kang Inna has had his friends with this secretary, Kang Inju's secretary or Kang Inju's errand boy, and they all have been making plays of everything. But let me tell you one thing. I think before, it is all shown that he was, and then we have this one scene where Kang Inna is so pissed off by her, Na Hyeon, that he ends up almost throttling her, choking her. And at this time, she is like, she comes to the, and this time, Han Tae-ho is in the jail. She goes to the jail, shows him her injuries, and says that I want you to make me boss in all this Kang Ho family and make me the heir so that I become the most powerful person. And let me say, Han Tae-ho is such a tool in this that everybody is using him. The boss is using him, the boss's son is using him, the boss's daughter-in-law is using him. The guy who died, he also used him and made him do all sorts of stupid things. His entire life is being used by other people. And at the same time, you feel pity, extreme amounts of pity for him. Although we can say that we come to this conclusion that okay, Kang Inna is the bad guy, and like most stories, the illegitimate son is the bad guy, and he was always the bad guy. But I feel like he has, Kang Inna, instead of being the bad guy, was someone who came to know about what all this is going on. He comes to know because there's this scene where Han Tae-ho is kissing Na Hyeon, and it is just a day before his marriage to Na Hyeon. And let me tell you one thing, it is such a fucking slap on Kang Inna's face. He would have been, if it was like okay, fair and square, we competed, I lost, you won, and the girl was there. But if after the girl is yours and she's still having relations with the other guy, it feels like she's cheating on him. She has been cheating on Kang Inna for all this time, having no relations, having no responses, and it is more like she's a block of wood when she's with Kang Inna. Kang Inna himself has fallen in love deeply with her, but he is like hurt. He's deeply hurt by her behavior, and he goes around and says all sorts of things. Like, I always saw him as a dog and all that. He is just hurt because for him, it was the other way around. Kang Inna, if by his relations, and if we have to make it into a crude way, he was the dog for Kang Han Tae-ho, and both were meshing so well that both of them, there was genuine love and affection, I can say, between the characters, and they are so much like brothers, and she came in between and ruined everything right now. And he is just so annoyed by this whole situation. If he is like, this guy has been cheating him throughout his entire life. Like, from the time of school, college, when this girl came in, from that time onwards, she has been cheating on him. And Han Tae-ho has been knowing this instead of actually telling him that what sort of nonsense she is doing and what sorts of games she is playing. He has been simply encouraging it by not telling him in the first place, or letting him know. And keeping the secrets from him when he simply says that don't keep secrets from me, I'll be completely honest with you. He is not being honest. He has all these sort of contingencies, backups and everything. At the same time, he is doing all sorts of stuff which is undermining the same position of the person whom he is doing it. So So Kang Yena is right now, and we come to know all these things by Kang Yena's actions. Initially, we have all these until his father is hospitalized. We have all these relations that he is a perfect son, he is doing perfectly everything, and then you start seeing some changes. You see slight changes, like he is not listening to Han Tae-ho anymore. He is doing his own thing. He is getting punished. He is getting insulted. He is doing all sorts of things which Han Tae-ho is telling him not to do. He suddenly started doing it. Why he started doing it? Because I believe that Kang In-ju's secretary simply came and showed him the pictures of Kang Han Tae-ho making out with Tae-hyun. And he came to know that after so many years also, they have been having a secret relationship behind his back and have been treating him and like a cuckoo. This Han Tae-ho has been cuckooing in his nest and has been left his eggs in his nest, and he has been none the wiser and has been made for, taken for a ride from the very beginning. And the right now, I feel like Kang In-ha is just getting in relations with every single person that he wants to simply destroy the entire Kango itself, because it has caused him nothing but misery and he hates every single person. The only person he actually liked till now or genuinely liked was Han Tae-ho. And Na-hyun, because she was the first girl whom he ended up expressing interest. He knew about Han Tae-ho's interactions with her, but he felt like it is all benign and sort of harmless. But when he came to know that it is somewhat serious and she is sort of playing to fiddle or going through, he was disgusted enough that he was ready to jeopardize his entire, what do you say, plan of becoming the boss of Kango just to hurt them both and hurt his family as well. And that's why he has been really associating with the Kang In-ju's secretary. Although most of the details of everything will come in the later episodes and all that. But it just goes to show that he is acting on pure spite. There's no sort of logical reasoning. There's no sort of higher purpose. It is simply spite that he wants to destroy everything. Kang In-ha. Just because everybody was being dishonest with him, everybody was betraying him, now he is going to destroy the very thing they betrayed him for. And that is my opinions, and I hope if you like it, well and good. If you don't like it, that is also well and good. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great day, great time and everything. This is the Bored Indian signing off. Take care, goodbye. And see ya.